Ignoring a veto threat from the mayor, the city council in Springfield, Massachusetts, plans to take final votes tonight on an ordinance to ban city employees from asking people about their immigration status. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the Welcoming Community Trust ordinance would essentially make Springfield a sanctuary city, something he has vowed repeatedly to not let happen.
We are not a sanctuary city, period. And I'm not going to become a sanctuary city.
In a statement, Sarno said the ordinance would create a liability issue by preventing city employees from carrying out their sworn duties. The ordinance was given initial approval on a voice vote by the city council on November 19th. Two roll call votes are expected to take place Monday night to send it to the mayor's desk. It takes 9 votes of the 13-member city council to override a mayoral veto.
We have enough support of the ordinance to override the mayor's veto.
City Council President Orlando Ramos said the ordinance is needed so that undocumented immigrants will report crimes to the police or call City Hall if they're being victimized by an unscrupulous landlord.
We know that there is a large population of people who are living in fear. They may be undocumented, and if those folks are victims of a crime, and we know that this does happen on a regular basis, they're afraid to reach out for any sort of help.
In addition to barring city employees from asking a person about their immigration status, the ordinance also says, quote, a city official shall not target with legal action or discriminate against a medical, educational, or faith institution in their mission of providing refuge to immigrants and their families. This harkens back to earlier this year when the South Congregational Church in Springfield provided sanctuary to a woman facing deportation to Peru, and Sarno ordered city building code inspectors to visit the church apartment where she was living. They found only minor violations.
You know, we want to make sure that that sort of thing doesn't happen again. Any religious institution in our city has the right to provide services to whoever, and it isn't fair for the city to target them.
The ordinance forbids city officials from responding to requests from federal immigration agents for information about people in police custody unless there's a judicial warrant. It also states a city official is not to perform the functions of an immigration officer.
And so we want to make sure that we're not spending city resources on doing the job of the federal government.
City Councilor Adam Gomez, the lead sponsor of the ordinance, denies it is intended to make Springfield a sanctuary city. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.